Is the parayches vertical or is it vertical and horizontal? According to what we learned, we wanted to make a machlekes yesim in Rashi and the unkelis, that the unkelis holds that the parayches was both. It was vertical, but then when it reached the ceiling, it made a turn. It made a turn and also was horizontal and it covered the aroin, and that's why it says the word visakoisa. Visakoisa generally means a horizontal covering. Okay, that was yesterday. Now we're up to the next Rashi. It's Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet, it's in Chamishi. We're up to Chamishi. Perek Mem. Perek Mem, Pasuk Dalet. Perek Pasuk Dalet, Veheveisa es ha-shulchan, you shall bring the shulchan v'yorachta es erkoi, and you shall arrange. Now, this is an unusual expression. See, I don't think it uses this expression back in Parshas Tetzaveh, Truma, Vayakel. You shall bring the shulchan, and you shall arrange es erkoi. It's arrangement. Okay, the unusual word, erich. Erich means a person's, normally it's used, the parashat erich and a person's value. You shall arrange its erkoi, veheveisa es ha-menorah, you shall bring the menorah, veha-aleisa, you shall bring up es neroisech. And I know it does not say the light. It says you shall put on top of it the its neirois. Now this, again, is a proof that the neirois were detachable. Even though we know, every child knows, that the menorah was miksha, was made from one piece of gold, but the menorah does not include the neirois. The menorah includes the very top of the menorah. You would put on top of it detachable neirois. Like I like today, we discussed this, is that no one today lights on a silver menorah would deer light, fill up the oil in the menorah itself. Today, the style is you buy glass cups. You buy these nice little glass cups, whether they're filled up or they're pre-filled or not pre-filled. No one today fills up the menorah directly with oil. You don't do that anymore. Today we live in the modern world, and today on the menorah you put in the glass cups on top of it. So it seems, I mean, this is a big shaila, that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, likewise, the neirois were not part where you actually lit the fire. The receptacle where you put the oil on the wicks was not part of the actual menorah. The menorah was mikshachas, one piece of gold that was fashioned into a menorah with seven branches. But on top of the seven branches, there was like a receptacle where you would take something that was detachable and insert it into the hole. And in that detachable object, you would put oil and a wick, like we do today. Maybe they went to Eichlus and they bought the pre-made gel oil and they put it in the menorah. I don't think so, but it's because it says here in the pasuk vecha aleisa es neroisecha. It says you will bring the menorah and you will haaleisa es neroisecha. It sounds like it's a separate thing. The neirois is what goes on top. Let's see what it says in Rashi. Pasuk dalid Rashi v'yarachta serkoi shtei marochoi shalechem haponim. Okay, there's no Rashi on the menorah. There's only a Rashi about the shulchan, and you will arrange its arrangement, the two rows, there are two arrangements of lechem upon him, six and six. On the table, there were two rows. Each row had six loaves of bread for a grand total of 12. And these six breads were stacked. And they were stacked with an elaborate system of different poles. There were poles and there were staves. There were different network of objects which kept it in place. Now let's see the Targum. The Targum Pasuk Dalet, what does it say over here? V'se'al yos pesura. You shall bring in a pasura. Pasuk Dalet says the shulchan. I guess the word pasura means the shulchan. V'sasteid yos sidrei. And you shall arrange its arrangement. V'se'al yos minorsa, and you shall bring the menorah. V'sadleik yos botzinaha, and you shall light. See, not necessarily. According to Targum, when it says v'ha'aleisa, he translates it to mean you will kindle. So that seems to say there's no right what I wanted to say. I wanted to say is vehalesa means you will insert. You have the menorah, and now you'll put on top of the menorah the receptacles, the neros. Doesn't say to light the menorah. He says the title of the word vehalesa means to light. This sad lake.
Art scroll goes by death. As we light.
To light. They translate this sad lake as it says in the Targum. Rashi is silent. Rashi is silent. And but the literal translation of the word vehalesa means to bring up. It does not necessarily mean to light. Maybe you'll say leha alois ner tomid. It says in Parshas Tetzaveh, leha alois ner tomid, which there it means to light. Maybe not. It means but the literal translation of the word vehalesa means to bring up. Targum understands that to mean to light. All right, so very good. There's no Rashi is not coming to argue. If we were to search all of the Rishonim, I wonder what we would find. What other Mepharshim will say about this word vehalesa? There might be an afkamina in what the menorah actually looks like. All right, now we go to pasik. Pasik. Okay, any more Rashi's here? We're gonna jump ahead to pasik Yutes. Okay, we're gonna jump down to with a Rashi. Let's go. There's a targum. Let's go look at pasik Tezvav. Pasik Tezvav. Over here, I see there's a targum over here in pasik Tezvav. Okay, I'm jumping ahead. Umoshachto isam kasher moshachta esavihem v'chihanuli v'hoyselohem v'hoyseliyoslohem moshchasam lichunas olam ledoyrosam. This pasuk is describing Moshe is going to anoint the children of Aaron to serve as kohanim in the Beis in the Mishkan. So it says umoshachto you shall anoint them. Kasher Moshachta Esavihem, just as you, Moshe, have anointed your brother Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol, you shall anoint Aaron's children to be also Kohanim. Okay, they're not going to be the Kohen Gadol, but they're going to be Kohanim. And you, Moshe, it's your job now to anoint them. Moshachta Esavihem, Kasher Moshachta Esavihem, V'chihanuli, and they will minister. After you anoint them, then they will become a chalois, a Kohen upon them. It will then be that their anointment will be for them. Their anointment will transform them into Kohanim for all generations. There's no Rashi on this, but there's a Targum. Targum over here, let's see, Pasuk Tezvav says, Va'avad Usarabe Yosoin. Okay, Usarabe, I guess, is the Aramaic translation of the word anoint. You will anoint Yosoin, kama derabisa, just as you have anointed Yos Avuhoin, their father, Visham Shun, and they will serve Kodomoi before me, Usehelim Lim Heve Lohoin Revusoin, and it will be for them their anointment, Lechunas Olam Ledor Rehoin. All right, now over here, what is over here? The commentator, he writes, Lechunas Olam, okay, it will be for them their anointment. Will be a chuhunas oylam. L'chayne bebidbar kasher akuhunehi shem davar targumay b'sherish kohen avakishu poal targumu shosh shamosh. All right, so he's saying over here, he's just making a point, which I don't know. We have to really go and analyze this, and you need to analyze every time it's the word kohen. He's just pointing out that generally, when it says the word kohen in a verb form, the targum translates it as a shamosh. Like in a shul there's a shamosh. So the word shamosh is the verb form of kohuna. When the kohen is behaving in the capacity of a kohen, he is slaughtering animals, he's being mekabel adam, he's doing zirika, he's doing services, then the targum will say the word shamosh. The fact that the Targum in this pasuk translates the word lichuhunas olam with the word lichuhunas olam, he's telling us that this is not a verb. It's not a verb. I mean, at first it says the word. See, it says it twice. I don't pay attention. See, in the pasuk, the word kohen appears in the pasuk twice. It says kasher moshachta es avihem v'chi hanu li. And the Targum says, Visham Shun Kodomai. They will minister before me. And then when the Pasuk says it a second time, Lichunas Olam, here the Targum says, Lichunas Olam. He doesn't say the word as a shamosh forever. The first time it says the word Kohen in the Pasuk twice. The first time the Targum translates it with the shorash of the word a shamosh. The second time the Targum does not say the word shamosh, he says the word Kohen. So what's the difference? So over here he seems to say it's because it depends how the word is being used. And the Targum over here is telling us something, a chiddush, because if not for the Targum, you would maybe translate the Pasuk differently. And the first time it means they're going to serve. The second time it says, it will be for them their anointment. Lichuhunas olam, as their identity will be, you are a Kohen. Not that you will serve forever. If you wouldn't have the Targum, you may make a mistake and think that when it says lichuhunas olam, it's also a verb. That their anointment will entitle them the ability to serve and perform in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. No, that's not what it means. Their anointment gives them an identity as a Kohen forever. Now, what does a Kohen do? Well, that's a different discussion. But the second half of the pasuk is told is we use the word Lechunas Olam as a noun. This is who you are. And that's why the Targum does not, in the second part of the pasuk, does not say the word shamosh. He only uses the translation shamosh for the Kohen when we're describing a pu'ula, an action that the Kohen does, like slaughtering a carbon or doing avoida. Otherwise, he's not going to go use the word shamosh. All right, that concludes this. So now we're going to jump down the pasuk Yutes. Okay, the short Rashi. Pasuk Yutes Vayif Rois. Moshe spread es ha'oil al ha'mishkan. He spread the oil on the Mishkan. Vayosem es mechsei ha'oil alav milamola. And he put the covering of the oil above. Okay, so he spread the oil al ha'mishkan. He spread out the oil on the Mishkan. Okay, then Vayosem es mechsei ha'oil alav milamola. Now, what does that mean exactly? The pasuk Yutes is oil heim yirioyes ha'izim. So it's in over here. The pasuk here is saying, "Vayifrois es ha'oil al mishkan, vayosem es nichsei ha'oil." What's going on over here? Vayif, this repetition doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense. I don't understand it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam sha'akol niyah bidvaroi. It says here, "Vayifrois es ha'oil al mishkan." He spread out the oil. What is the oil? The oil is the izim. Because if you go back one part, if you go back to the pasuk Yud Ches, it says, "Vayakem Moshe es ha'mishkan, vayitin es Adonav, vayosem es kirosav, vayitin es bricha, vayakem es amudav." Okay, so pasuk Yud Ches, it tells us he put up the mishkan. You put up the Adonav, Vayez Mes Kiroshav. So therefore, in Pasuk Yud Ches, when it says the Mishkan are the garments, are the Urios made from cloth, from wool, purple, blue, red, and linen, shatnez. Okay, so Pasuk Yud Ches, it tells us that Moshe spread out The Mishkan always refers not to, you know, in a very literal sense, not to the structure, not to the krashim. It refers to the covering, the lower covering. Vayakem Moshe es ha'mishkan, he put up the Mishkan, the coverings. And under the coverings, he put down the Adonav, Vayosem es kiroshav, the beams, Vayitein es brichav, the bars, Vayakem es amudav, and he put up the pillars in front as in the entranceway. So first of all, pasuk Yud Ches, just general, this is a general thing, this is not my vart, this is the famous Yisoid. is that you ask the average person, when they put up the Mishkan, what goes first? What would go first? Yes, any child, when they came time to put up the Mishkan. Look, they put up the Mishkan 48 times in the desert. When you put up the Mishkan, what do you put up first? I would say the first thing you do is you take the Adonim, the sockets, you put them on the floor, and then you take the Keresh, and you stick the Keresh into the Adonim. And you do this for all the Kroshim, you attach the Kroshim, like you build a sukkah. When you build a sukkah, what do you do first? The walls. You first build the walls. And after you fill the walls, then the last thing you do is you put up the schach. Right? That's what you do. And in fact, if you do it the other way around, it's not a kosher sukkah. If you go and you go and you hold up the schach, somehow you suspend the schach. I don't know, you have some way to suspend and you have no walls. And then you build walls around the schach. It's not kosher. It's taseh v'loy min ha'osui. Because you put the schach was there before there were walls. The walls must come first. If you first put up the schach, let's say the schach is independently suspended with some other technique, and then you create walls, it's not a kosher sukkah. You have to first put up the walls, and then you put up the schach. And when you have a situation like this, which happens sometimes, you have to shake the schach, you have to lift up the schach one tefach, so that the schach should come back to its position after the walls are there. When it came to the building of the Mishkan, that was not the case. Came to the building of the Mishkan, they first put up the schach. They first put up the Urios. They held the Urios in position. And then they inserted the walls underneath the Urios. The Urios were first suspended. And then they pushed in the walls, the Kroshim. That's exactly what it's in Pasuk Yitches. It says, Vayokem Moshe es ha-Mishkan. Moshe put up the Mishkan. The Mishkan means the ceiling, the lower layer of the ceiling. There were four layers. There was the lowest layer, which was made from material. The second layer was made from goat skins. The third layer was made from red hides. And the fourth layer was made from the Artachash. So what is the Mishkan called? The Mishkan is called the lower covering made from material, wool and linen. So first, Moshe Vayoke, Moshe Esha Mishkan, he put in position the covering. How was it suspended? I have no idea. Magic. It was suspended in midair. And then after the covering was put in, suspended in midair, he then pushed in, Vayokim Moshe Esha Mishkan, Vayitain Es Adonov. He then put on the ground the sockets. Vayosem es kiroshov. He put the keresh into the sockets. Vayitenes birichov. Then he put the bars along the side of the kroshim to secure them. Vayokim es amudov. And then in the front of the Mishkan, and in between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodashim, there were pillars to separate the kodesh from the kodesh hakodashim, and to separate the outside from the inside. So this already is not my chiddush. This has been pointed out by many people, is that the Mishkan was a different type of, it was a spiritual structure. Like we discussed yesterday, it's not mukhach that they would even stand al derech hateva. So even the way it was erected was unusual, where you put up the ceiling before you put up the walls. Who does that? No one does that. You don't go build a building, you build the walls, and then you build the foundation afterwards. It doesn't make any sense. But the Mishkan does not operate according to the laws of nature. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Yutes. What comes next? So now we put up a Yifrois Es Ha'ol. The Ohel is the second layer, which is the goat skin layer, Al HaMishkan. But the Pasuk is a bit difficult because the Pasuk repeats the same concept twice. They spread out the Ohel al HaMishkan, and then it says, Vayosem es michsei ho'ohel olav milamolo, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. It's a very strange Pasuk. It's a two-part process. they would first spread out, the goat skins, and then on top of the Mishkan, and then they would set it in place. Okay, so there's a spreading out of the goat skins, and after it's spread out, then it's vayosem, it is adjusted, it is precisely put in place. Okay, there's a repetition. That's what it says, and Rash makes it very clear. Like yifrei soil, hein yirios choizim. This is the goat skins. Now, what does this over here in the pasuk it says in the targum? Uferas yos pirosa al mashkina. Spread out the covering on the mishkan. Vishavi yos chupa, and they set in place the chupa, the mashkina alohi mila elo. Like Hashem commanded Moshe. All right. And there's any commentator on this? No, no comments. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Chaf Aleph. What does Chaf Aleph say? Vayaveyas Aroin. They brought the Aroin El Hamishkan. Vayasim Eis Parochas Hamasach. And they set the Parochas Hamasach. Vayasach Al Aroin. Vayidus Kasher Tziva Shemes Moshe. Because they brought in the Aroin. And they put up the partition, to separate between the two. Fine. Pasuk Habeis. Vayitein es ha-shulchan b'ol moed. They put the shulchan in the oil moed. Where? Al yerech ha-mishkan tzofoina. The shulchan is in the north. Michutz la-paroiches. Outside the paroiches. Isn't that strange? Wow. This is something very. This is a very strange concept, because which side of the Mishkan is more holy? The north. How do you know? Because Kodshei Kodoshim Shechitoson Batsofon. If that's the case, if you would want to guess, make believe you're on Jeopardy, and Mayor Appeldorf is your host. Jack, what was his name? Trebek, what was his name? Alex Trebek. Mayor Appeldorf, he's dead. Alex Trebek is dead. He was cremated. He was not Bikaris. I think he was not Bikaris. I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. He was a strange dude. Okay, but let's say we have a replacement. We have Mayor Appeldorf, and he would ask you a question. Where do you think you would put the shulchan and the menorah in the heichal? Would you put it, the menorah on the tzofoin, and the menorah and the shulchan on the doroim, or vice versa? I would for sure assume that the menorah, which represents the holiness of Torah, should be put on the north, which is the right side. The right. Why? Because the right side is the north, and the north is the Kodesh Kodoshim. The north, I mean, that side, when you bring a korban, the korbanos in the Azara can only be slaughtered Kodesh Kodoshim Shechitoson Batsofon. So I would think, and Kodesh Kalim can be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara, even on the southern side. So I would think that it seems pretty clear that when you slice it down the middle, the right side of the Mishkan, which is the northern side of the Mishkan, has more sanctity. And that's where you would put the menorah. And on the left side, which is the southern side, has less sanctity. That's where you would put the shulchan. Yet, surprise, 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 it's just the opposite. Why is it the opposite? Why? I don't know why. Pasuk says you put the menorah, the shulchan is put on the yerech, on the side. On the north side. Rashi chavbeis al yerech hamishkan tzafoina bechatziat tzafoini shel reichav habayis, on the northern side. You slice it down the center. On the north, which is the right side. Yerech yitaguma yitzidah, the side, ki yerech hazeh shuhu yitzidah shel adam, like the yorech hazeh, He's telling you what it means. Yerech is the side. It's betzidoy, like a person's leg. The word yerech means a leg. Like a leg, each leg is on the side of a person. So in this pasuk it means on the side that is north, which would be the right side. Okay, let's see what it says over the Targum. Pasuk is in the Targum. The pasuk says, "V'hav yos pisura b'mashkan zimna al shida." Ah, so notice here we have over here already a machloikis. Rash over here did different gersois. Well, there's two different gersois in Targum. What is the correct word? Is it the word sida or is it the word shida? The mashkina, sipuna, the north, mibara, outside lefaruchta. Any comes over here on the side? Yeah, there is. Shida ketaguma leel avol girsas rashi tzida b'chasa b'yerch shu b'tzida shaladim. All right, he's not only saying even more. Okay. Let's go to the next rashi. Next rashi is pasuk of Zion. Okay, we jump down pasuk of Zion. Now we deal with go back to pasuk of Vav. Vayosem es mizbach hazaha bil moel lefnei haparoches. Vayakter olav kitores samim. You offer on the Mizbeach HaZohav Kitores. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Pasuch of Zayin. Rashi V'akter Olav Kitores. Shachvis V'yarvis. K'mosh Nema B'boik B'boik B'edivos Nero Sektirena. Over here, this Pasuch does not tell you when to offer the Kitores. It just says V'yakter. Along comes Rashi and says that the proper time for Akhtara is twice a day, in the morning and at night. Shacharis v'arvis k'mosh nema b'boik b'boik v'divas neiros sektiren. Okay, fine. What is here in the Targum? Pasuk of Zayin. Let's see any comment in the Targum. He says here, v'aktar alohi k'toris busmin k'mo defakedi Hashem yasmosh. It doesn't say anything. Okay. Pasuk chav tes. Now let's go to chav ches. V'yosem es mosach ha-pesach la-mishkan. You shall put up a curtain on the front of the Mishkan, on the east side, there shall be a curtain. That curtain corresponds to Shar. No, it's not Shar. No, this is the Ulam. This is just a regular on the Heichal. There's a curtain that hangs over the entrance into the Kodesh. Vayosem es Mosach haPesach, the curtain of the Pesach la Mishkan. Okay, pasuk of tes, the ace, mizbach oyla. Now you shall put the mizbach oyla, some set, pesach, mishkan oel moed, vayal olav es oyla, viesa mincha, kasher tziva shem es moshe. Kirashi, vayal olav, af bayom hashmini limiluim, shu yom akomas amishkan, shimesh moshe vehikriv korbonoi sibur. Chutz me'oison shenitztave aroin bo b'yoyim shnema krav el ha-mizbeach. So Rashi is telling us over here that this was on the eighth day. Moshe Rabbeinu was putting up the Mishkan all these days, 8 days. And it says here, Rashi, that this pasuk refers to day 8. And even on 8, maybe all days he did this. But even on day 8, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe is makriv on the Mizbeach ha-nechoshes, a carbon oila. That sounds scandalous. Because Moshe was not a Kohen. And if you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to be makriv on the do avoida on the Mizbeach. How could Moshe Rabbeinu bring a carbon oila on the eighth day, the first day of Nisan, which was the eighth day of the Miluim, where Moshe is not a Kohen? So the answer must be that this was an exception to the rule. That's what Rashi says. Vayal olav, olav is going on Moshe. Moshe offered on this Mizbeach. Af bayoim hashemini limilum, which means that Moshe every single day of the 8 days of inauguration, Moshe was makter a carbon oila on the Mizbeach. Af bayoim hashemini limilum, shu yom hakamas hamishkan, shimish Moshe v'hikriv carbon asibur. Chutz. But on the eighth day, he was not makir. There was a special set of korbanos that was offered by the Kohanim on day 8. And of course, Moshe did not participate in that because that was not for him to do. That was not his what he was supposed to do. Okay, let's see. Then Rashi goes on to say, "Es ha'oila, oila satamid, v'yesa mincha, minchas nesachim shel tamid, kumo shenema v'yisurin sos b'lub ha'shemen." So it's a tremendous chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just bring, it would be a big enough chiddush to say that Moshe brought a voluntary karbon or a special karbon on the Mizbeach during the Miluim, even though Moshe was not a Kohen. But here Rashi tells the Davar Nifla that the carbon oila that Moshe brought was indeed the carbon Sibor, the oila of the carbon Tamid. So you would think that that's part of the procedure, that only the Kohanim are allowed to do that. How could Moshe do that? It would be a big enough chiddush to say that Hashem allowed Moshe to a carbon, special inauguration for the Mishkan. But Moshe, he actually served as a Kohen on the first day, on the eight, and in all these days, the carbon tomid shel shachar. That's what it says. It says the oila, oila sa tomid. V'yesa mincha, minchas nesachim. Every carbon is accompanied by a meal offering and yayin. And when it says v'yesa mincha, means the minchas nesachim shel tomid, k'mo shnema v'yisoyen solas b'lul b'shemen. You offer that as well. Wow. Now let's see what it says over here in the Targum. Maybe Targum disagrees with this chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Pasuk haftes. V'shaviyos. Pasuk haftes. V'yos madbucha. Dalosa. Shavi b'sra mashkana. Mashkan zimna. Okay, where should you put the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach Hanchoishes was in the Azara. Right in front. Center. Center in front of the entranceway to the Ohel Moed, to the Heichal. Okay, that's really a machloikis. I mean, whatever. But over here, you think it was in the center. The asek alohi yos aloso, the oila, the yos mincha so kumot v'akeir Hashem yos Moshe. Doesn't really tell you, indicate what he did there. All right, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk now go. Now we have the kiyar. Okay, the kiyar. Okay, pasuk lamid beis bivayom lomor uvikarvasam elamizbech yirchatzu kashas yoshem es Moshe. Oh no. So pasuk lamid aleph. V'rachatzu menu Moshe v'aroin uvanav es yedehem v'es raglehem. Rashi. V'rochatzu mimenu Moshe v'yaroi nuvonav yoyim shmini l'miluim hishru kulam l'kuhuna v'targumoy u'mikadshun minei bo bayom kodash Moshe imohem. The pasuk here is telling you that on the eighth day Moshe was equal to Aaron and his children. They all washed together. What is it over here in the Targum? Mikadshun minei Moshe v'yaroin uvanohi yos Yidehoin v'yos raglehoin. All right. Pasuk next. Pasuk lamid beis says, "Bivoyam when they entered a little more uvikar v'sam lo mizech liyuchatzu kasher tivus mes Moshe uvikar v'sam k'mo uvikar v'am kishe yikrevu uvikar v'sam." It should be interpreted uvikar v'am. He's saying over here that it's only for the saf. The saf is a little superfluous. Uvikar v'sam. Uvikarvam. So why is there a saf? I don't know. The word uvikarvasam is the same as uvikarvam. Kishayikriv, when they come near, was in the Targum, bima'aloin l'mashkan zimno, when they enter to the mashkan to Olmoid, and uvimikrafhoin, when they come near Lemad b'chad the mizbeach, they sanctify their hands and feet, kimo like the faked Hashem yos Moshe. All right. We're gonna stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow. B'li neder. Thank you very, very much for coming along with me. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to all of you. Zay gizom. Zay gizom.
Don't forget to ask Pinkus.
Okay.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.